from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
All right, coming up next, your noted newsman returns within the news. I don't know what's up with this, but packs of dogs are biting people's limbs off.
What?
And it's not okay.
Well, sharks are doing that too.
Why are you laughing? Sharks have always done that. Well, I guess dogs have too.
Yeah.
But here locally, we've got packs of rabid dogs.
Did you hear Danny and Dusty talking about cocaine sharks today?
Yeah, we got cocaine sharks, and then Australian surfer got his leg bit off, and then it washed ashore.
Oh. Yeah, what a great... I heard Danny and Dusty talking about that. Yeah. What a stroke of luck.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they're going to be able to reattach it, but, you know, it's someone was just on the beach, and they're like, hey, there's a leg, and someone's like, I think I know who that belongs to.
But, like, if you're... Let's say you get your... and, by the way, we're going to be talking about cocaine sharks later in the program.
Absolutely. like, we're not going to talk about cocaine sharks? Hello?
It is a headline today. But imagine you get your leg bitten off by a shark, okay? And then you have to surf in one-legged or paddle in. Mm-hmm. But it would be a lot cooler if he surfed in one-legged.
That would. Pretty badass, though, that he still had the wherewithal to get back on the board. And then
he
caught a wave.
Yeah. And there's like nothing that can be good in that moment, right?
No.
The only thing that can give you hope or make you feel better is that, oh, hey, there's my leg.
Look at that.
Right?
Yeah.
And so you just throw it in the back of, you throw it in the trunk.
Yeah.
And maybe they can throw it back on there.
It's like someone starts saying, always look on the broad side of life. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm guessing shock in that moment, but, you know, my leg.
I just think that'd be cool. There's my leg.
Yeah. Kind of nice to spit it back out. You know, the shark comes in, it's like, ha, takes the leg and then realizes, you know, I don't want this. And, you know, hey, maybe the shark is the one that felt bad, thought it was a seal. Turns out it's not a seal. Maybe the shark, you know, kind of.
Well, that's usually why
he hawk-to-ed the leg back onto the shore.
Hawk-to-ed.
Yeah. That's usually why they attack, right?
Yeah,
mistake you.
Yeah, sharks don't necessarily want to eat us. They just think you're a seal, and so they do a little exploratory, hey, what's this? And then once they find out that you're like gross human, then they just, you know, they spit you out. Unfortunately, that whole bleed to death thing is...
But that guy lived, right?
Yeah, he lived.
He did?
Yeah.
Because if your leg's completely bitten off...
It had to be pretty low. Because if it gets up high, then you get the femoral artery, and then you're...
You're bleeding. You're done.
You're done.
Like, you can't...
And I guess someone was on the beach, like a cop, and they got a tourniquet on it, like, ASAP. So, but you can bleed out pretty fast. Like, the whole leg thing, everyone's like, oh, like, I got shot in the leg. No. You hit that artery, and it's your ass, Mr. Postman.
Yeah, it comes flooding out of there.
Yeah. So you gotta make sure that everything's on the up and up. Get that tourniquet on there, but, you know...
So a little bit of audio here. This comes to us from Diamador Lenore, a former Oregon Duck who is now with the San Francisco 49ers. He was doing a podcast. Who is this gal on this?
It's Kay Adams. She hosts Good Morning Football on the NFL Network, and then she also has this show Up and Adams on FanDuel TV.
Okay, so she's interviewing Diamador Lenore, and this is on video. And,
by the way.
Kay Adams can get it.
She can get it. Says Buck.
Wait, Buck? You big jerk. Why'd you got to go there? I was merely talking about what a talented sports broadcaster.
She's incredibly talented. And now you watched her host
over
a show?
Here trying to sexualize her.
I've watched her host hundreds of shows.
What's her name?
Kay Adams. She was rumored to have a thing with Shams.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Look at that power couple. I'm just saying, you know.
Is Shams married?
I don't think so.
But I'll tell you what. Check out what this little thing
there. I have Google.
Told you, she can get it.
I'm uncomfortable with that, Buck.
Why?
You're making me uncomfortable.
Okay, so anyway.
You're making me uncomfortable.
What were we talking about?
we're talking about Kay.
Kay Adams is interviewing D'Amador Lenore, and you can hear his smoke alarm or smoke detector beeping in the background.
Okay.
I want to know, whose job was it to change the batteries in the smoke detector?
Man, that was not nobody's job. My smoke detector still go off right now.
I'm hearing it.
Yeah.
Is that your smoke detector?
Yes. I didn't switch the batteries. I don't know. Maybe I'm doing it wrong.
D'Amador, were you sleeping with this going like? Well, I don't understand.
I didn't hit Swift so hard, so I don't even hear it.
You're telling me you slept an entire night with that noise in the background? How many nights?
This has been going on since last season. It's been good luck, so I just let it go. Like, I've been playing good so far the whole season. I just, I'm kind of superstitious. Like,
are you joking?
No, I'm serious.
Where are you right now? Like, where?
Santa Clara.
You're in Santa Clara, and you're there often, and you're telling me that you haven't changed the battery in your smoke detector in over a year?
Yes.
And you don't even hear that?
Like, I don't even hear it no more.
And it's because you're superstitious.
Superstitious.
D'Amador, this is the crazy. I've done a lot of crazy things. I've heard a lot. This is the craziest thing I've ever heard. I literally want to scratch my skin off because I keep hearing this noise, and you don't even hear it.
Yeah.
Huh.
Isn't that wild?
That is wild.
Dude, who likes that?
Or who can ignore it?
Yes, that is the most annoying thing in the home.
Mm.
Can you find something more annoying than that in your home?
No, because when it goes off, I have had this happen where in the middle of the night, I will go hunting. This was a while back, but I couldn't find where the noise was coming from.
Yeah.
And I could not ignore it. Like, it is impossible. It is a wormhole that will be bore through your eardrum. And yet he just is shrugging it off.
For a year.
That's sleeping through it.
That's psychotic.
That is so weird.
Yes.
That is, as a matter of fact, I don't really know why they have, I get the whole idea of, fires and wanting to warn you of fires.
Sure.
But I don't really get why the technology has not come further that they can avoid the stupid intermittent beep, even when you replace the battery.
Yeah.
Right? It'll beep,
yeah.
And then you go replace the battery, and then it still beeps.
And sometimes, like you said, you think it's one, and it's not. It turns out to be the other one, and it's maddening.
I don't understand.
It's the most annoying thing in the world. There should be a switch that you just flip it off.
Correct.
Look, I'm not going to lie. There may or may not be two smoke detectors right now in my house that are inoperable because of this.
Yeah, I have three.
Yeah, where I'm
and
like,
they're,
you know,
they're in a drawer. My wife's like, I'm done. I'm taking
throw them outside when they start going off.
I'm taking these down.
And then one of these days the fire is going to happen and you'll be like, man, if only we had
a smoke alarm.
Well, does he even have guests? Does he have company? Does it not bother them? You were having people over, you'd still have that going on?
Yeah, you can't. You can't have that.
Very bizarre. I've never heard of anyone liking that.
And it's superstitious, so he just embraces it. That can't be. He's got to be doing bits. There's no way.
He's probably just not home.
A year of...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
And it's not... Yeah, it's loud, too.
It is. It is a loud, but it's kind of, like I said, it's kind of hard to pinpoint. Like, if you're in your bedroom and you hear that, you don't instantly know where that thing's coming from. And then you have to stand underneath one of the smoke alarms and wait for it. And I swear to God, it knows when you're under there, and it won't go off until you go and lay back down, and then it goes off again.
And then you punch it with a broom.
You just start beating it. There is one in our hallway that now, it was one of the ones without a battery. It plugged in. It was hardwired. It's just now laying on like the railing. And there's just a hole in the ceiling because I refused to do
it. We have three of those. We took them down.
Yeah, like I'm out.
So if there's a fire, it's on us.
Pretty much at this point.
I don't care.
Yeah. And then you're cooking some bacon or something and that thing goes off and that's over. You're like, that's
it's just bacon. You should know that. It's not a fire.
How are they not smarter by now? You should be able to know the difference between bacon and your house being on fire.
I just think the technology.
But what happens, like, if you're on fire though, and it smells like barbecue pork, and then I guess if you're on fire though, the smoke alarm would know. Maybe like one of those Simply Safe things, like one of those. Like, are those any like better?
What's that?
Because I think don't they have now like the home security things, like the that are also fire.
They also have like a carbon monoxide detector or something like that. So if there's,
you know me, I have
killer.
No alarms, no anything in my house. It's just ripe for the fire or the murders or whatever. But I think normal people have like alarm systems now that are all built into one, where you got like police, fire, medical. It's like 911 all built into one thing.
Also, you need 9 volts for those dumb things.
Yeah, that's right.
And who has?
No
like,
one has.
No, what do no I have one an, uses 9 volts.
Do I have like an RC car somewhere? Like, no one has a 9 volt.
It's just, come on, man.
Let's evolve. Let's move. You're right in that the fire safety needs, it's been the same since like 1972.
Yes.
We need to step up.
Those were my childhood home had those.
The best part is we a bunch of years ago, we had to have our home, what do you call it? Like when you're getting refinanced, the guy comes around. No, the guy comes around.
Appraised?
Appraised. Yeah, you got to get a home, had to get a home appraisal. And we did have to get smoke alarms.
The appraisers, they'll...
Yeah, they make you. So
that's an easy one for them.
Yeah, I did go out, and that was like the only time you ever deal with a smoke alarm is like when you're selling a house or like you're having it appraised or whatever.
Or it's malfunctioning.
Yeah, and then right after that, you don't care. It's that's in a drawer somewhere.
That's right. Even the people that are buying the house don't care.
No.
It's just the appraiser has to care for them.
Yes.
But the people are like, yeah, we'll take those too.
Don't worry. Those things will be
those
gone.
Those beeps are annoying.
2 weeks after we move in.
All right. In the news is next. What's up with packs of dogs killing people around here? Ooh. We'll have an expose. Here is Buck with SportsCenter.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.